This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. The UN is blasting Myanmar's military government. So far, it has refused to let aid workers in to help survivors of the devastating cyclone there. The Southeast Asian nation, previously known as Burma, has only accepted supplies, not workers. The BBC's Paul Donahar is in Myanmar.
We're in the Irrawaddy Delta. We've driven down to as far as you can get before you hit the flooded area onto a place called Bogolay. From there, the army are taking the relief supplies that they have, loading them onto small boats and taking them into the flooded areas. What's become clear from the travelling around that we've done is that it wasn't the cyclone that took many of the lives. The thing that took the lives was a tidal surge that washed its way through the western part of the delta, because it's the communities that were living on the inlets, the streams and rivers that make up that delta. They were the ones that were washed away, and it's taken communities of 200 or 300 people at a time.
The BBC's Paul Donahar reporting from Myanmar. There's a strange image on the front page of a state-run paper there, a picture of the Prime Minister handing out TVs and DVD players, this in a region mostly without electricity since the storm hit. Here in the U.S., parts of the southeast are recovering from a string of deadly storms. Damage and injuries have been reported from Mississippi to Virginia. A tornado in North Carolina was strong enough to blow trucks off the road. One person died in the accidents. This is the same weather system that tore through Oklahoma a day earlier. The Democratic presidential candidates are stumping in Oregon today. It's the only state that does its elections entirely by mail. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more from Portland.
Voters here have had their ballots for about a week. They have until May 20th to mail them back or drop them off in special boxes. Barack Obama has led in the polls here, and his campaign has been predicting that this is where he'll finally win the majority of the pledged delegates. He'll begin the day discussing the economy with high-tech workers near Portland and end it at a rally at the University of Oregon in Eugene. Hillary Clinton returns to her signature issue of health care this morning, leading a panel discussion at a Portland Children's Hospital. She began her swing through Oregon last night in the small town of Center Point after stops in West Virginia and South Dakota. Along the way, she said she was determined to stay in the race and maintained she'd be the stronger Democratic candidate in the fall.
NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting. In the Senate, Louisiana Republican David Vitter is getting a break. The Ethics Committee will not investigate the senator for links to an escort service. The service was run by the so-called D.C. Madam, Deborah Jean Palfrey. Palfrey killed herself after her conviction for racketeering and money laundering. The Senate Ethics Committee said it would not investigate because Vitter wasn't charged and he didn't use his public office for improper purposes. President Bush's daughter Jenna gets married this weekend. The president will walk her down the aisle Saturday at the family ranch in Crawford, Texas. Jenna Bush is marrying Henry Hager. Hager's a former White House aide and son of a prominent Republican. It's a private event for about 200 guests with no media access. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.